Yo, down to the wire, 513, episode 57, back like we never left. Fly man, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, T? You back, let's get it.
Man, took a week off, man. I had to recuperate after that brutal show the last time we was on, man. But
yeah, it was tough for you, man. It was slow for you over there.
But you know, man, back and better than ever, though. They say what don't kill you make you stronger. So
hey, at least you back, man. You know, the Raptors ain't coming back for another while. They got a while to go.
Hey. Hopefully them boys, man, have some serious self-reflecting. Because next year it's gonna be, they couldn't get it done this year. Next year it's gonna be even tougher for them. So hey,
it all depends, Brian. Brian go west, wide open.
which I want to touch on later on in the show. Why, just watching this Houston Golden State series, why I think Brian should go to Houston.
I gotta hear that. We'll talk about that later.
Talk about it a little bit
definitely
later.
Gotta hear that.
But first off, we're gonna get started with the NFL national anthem policy. So,
oh man.
So the NFL owners approve of the new national anthem policy, which allows the players to either make a choice to, they have the choice to either stay in the locker room for the national anthem or come on the field and participate. But if they come on the field to participate, they cannot protest in any way, shape, or form. They have to They have to stand for the national anthem and take part in it. So, Rand, what's your take in all of this?
I think it's BS. NFL does it again. You know, they're just showing how far they are behind as social issues. You know, they are light years behind the NBA and even other leagues, light years behind, you know. It's sad, honestly. It's sad to see. I'm not a huge football fan. I do like the sport of football, but this whole thing is kind of a bad taste in my mouth, you know, for sure. So, watching less games this coming season. I'm not sure if I'm going to rule it out watching any games already, but I will be watching less football this upcoming season. I think, like I said, I think it's BS. They also said that if a player does protest, they will find the actual team. So the owners got to pay it, which is, you know, I think it's crazy, man. The owners should stay behind the players, man. Like, these players are always making you, you know, all this money. You know, stand behind your players, stand behind your product. They're not doing that. It's just sad. What are your thoughts on it, see?
First off, TJ, what's happening, brother? Appreciate you tuning in. This is bogus, man. And like, honestly, this is only the beginning. I mean, I feel like if players decide to come out to the national anthem, I feel people gonna have an issue with that next. I think they're gonna make it.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're gonna make it a rule where everybody, regardless of what you stand for or whatever, is going to eventually have to be all on the field at the same time. Basically, they take away the freedom of speech, basically.
Yep.
All those are different sport. Like the lady told LeBron, they just want athletes to, in basketball, shut up and dribble, in football, just shut up and score touchdowns, bro. They don't want us to have no say-so in politics or real life issues, but they just want them to play their sport and get paid and be quiet about it, which sucks, basically. Basically making them modern day slaves, in my opinion, bro.
Yep.
And
just rich slaves, but still slaves.
Yeah. And like, I feel like it's going to, take somebody with star power this time and has a real impact on NFL to be heard. Like Colin Kaepernick, he was cool to get it started, but he was right. Cold as far as being on the field. Hasn't played in what, about 2 or 3 years now. And now he's known mostly for the anthem. People forget what he did back in the past. It's going to take somebody like an NFL iconic status to keep this momentum going, basically.
I agree with you. Now, who do you think has that kind of power to do such a thing? Like, I mean, I know some players that do, but will they do it? No, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think should take, you know, to do this? Who do you think needs to be the face of this movement?
I mean, honestly, it gotta be one of us. And the only person
that's what I was thinking.
The only person I could really think, but he won't do it. I think it's Cam.
Yes, I was thinking.
Like Cam, he is the most one of the most respected. Kids look up to him. He already has a voice. It had to be Cam Newton.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. That's the first person that popped in my head, because you know I'm thinking it has to be, you know, an African American.
Yep.
You know, ideally to kind of, you know, bring it back. But I think it would be big if, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or somebody who they ain't gonna do it, obviously. But if someone like them was to do it too, because like feels like a Tom Brady, well, maybe not even Tom Brady, because he's already hated by a commissioner. But you know, I don't know who you would call the poster boy for NFL these days. You want to see Tom Brady, but the commissioner hates him. So I don't
right.
know who would really say. But it needs to be somebody like the golden boy at the NFL who the commissioner loves. Like, step out and do it, like, and see what happens, man. Because I mean, I think commissioner likes Cam, but at the same time, it's like he's not the face of the NFL right now. So it's like whatever.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I saw this with one of my boys, and he was talking about what if J.J. Watt does it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, J.J. Watt is very active
in
the community of Houston and everything. And what if J.J. Watt, like, J.J. Watt, he could do it. And honestly, and he said, and he made a point, he told me, like, would people care as much if J.J. Watt took a knee? And I said, no, they wouldn't care because he's productive on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing, bro, he's a white dude doing it.
Yeah.
Like that's why, like, I salute Chris Long for doing it, like for standing up for the cause and everything. But Chris Long, he doesn't have that star power.
Yeah,
star
he factor. Doesn't have that it factor.
Like he's a mid-level, mid-tier NFL player, Pro Bowler, but he doesn't have that star factor.
Yeah.
So I had to be like somebody like J.J. Watt. TJ said Drew Brees.
I said Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Somebody like them. And my question to you, like, okay, yeah, players got option to stay in the locker room now. So I want to know, like, what if a whole group, like, what if a whole team comes to an agreement that none of us is going out there for national anthem? Will they continue to call the team unpatriotic? Will they get a lot of backlash? Will they get hate threats? All that, you think that'll happen?
All right. I think so. I mean, it's always going to be a group of people that who have a problem. Even if five players out of the team stay in the locker room, always going to be that group that, you know, all right, coach don't play them, or all right, owners need to cut them. You know, it's always going to be those people think like that. So especially if the whole team do it, then you know there's gonna be a lot of people that do that, you know, that's gonna do those kind of things and say, you know, the team is some top supporting team, you know, all that, you know. It's just sad, like I said, it's gonna happen. If the whole team decides to stay back there, it's gonna be a huge backlash from that fan base of the team.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we saw last year, even with some of the players that did it last year. You know, some of the fans of the teams came out, oh, cut that player, you know, saying racial slurs, and just, you know, saying off-the-wall stuff, they want to kill him, saying off-the-wall stuff, you know. It just makes you think, like, wow, like, oh, okay, it was cool when I was just shutting up playing football, I was going to touchdown, you're cheering for me, but now, you know, I'm using my platform to, you know, speak for what I believe is right.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, screw me and cut me and you want to kill me and all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy
that athletes are just supposed to be quote unquote jocks. They ain't supposed to be smart and think for themselves. And and care for real life issues. It's crazy. That's the world we live in, bro.
Yeah. But it's ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. But it's just like I said, like, you don't see that with NBA fans. You don't see it with the NBA fans. You don't see it with NBA owners. And it shows how far, like, the NFL is behind, man. Like, it's so far behind. Like with LeBron doing stuff, you know, of course you get people saying stuff, you know, saying racial stuff to him and saying stupid stuff to him or you know, speaking out against it. But the majority of his fans are still like, nah, like, that's LeBron. Like, I'm going to stand by how LeBron feels, you know?
Facts.
And it's sad, like even some Cavs fans or even, like, any NBA player does that, you know, they're not going to lose the majority of their fan base. And the team's not going to lose the majority of their fan base. And the league's not going to lose anything.
Yeah.
NFL fans are, I feel like, they're more racist.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, when you look at it, the top players in the league are mostly white guys. I mean, Brady,
yeah.
Rodgers, Breeze. Yeah, I mean, yeah, in basketball, what top 10 players, black.
Yeah, probably top 15,
top 20
almost probably.
Yes, I mean, and I know people probably listening to saying, y'all always say it's a black and white, but bro, that's what it comes down to, bro. At the end of the day.
I mean, honestly, that's what it comes down to. Like when you look at like you were saying, you look at the NFL, you know, most of the face of the franchises are white quarterbacks.
Yep.
You know, so I mean, that's not anything against the white quarterbacks or white, you know, fan bases at all, but I mean, if you're a white kid growing up, you see LeBron James, all right, he's a 6'8" black guy. I can't be that guy.
Exactly.
But you see, like saying with black kids, you know, they see LeBron, okay, I can actually be LeBron, I can be Steph Curry. But when they see like Aaron Rodgers, okay, he looks like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be Aaron Rodgers. I could be a Tom Brady. You know, so they grow up watching, you know, loving those guys, which is not I'm not trying to like shun them at all for that. It's just natural. You naturally want to, you gravitate to, you know.
And
what you know,
and the thing is, when we have guys coming up to play quarterback, they always want to make it, oh, he can't play quarterback. Oh,
he's too athletic. Yeah. He has to be a wide receiver. Like doing Lamar Jackson. I look, can't agree with that one, but like they do it every black quarterback.
Yeah, they ain't think Cam would be
no. Oh long. Man, they killed Cam. He was not going to be a star quarterback in the NFL. He was not going to get it. He just swore up and down he was never going
to
get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt NFL. It's going to hurt NFL. I mean, because we seen it last year, viewership was down. But but honestly, at the end of the day, the NFL is still going to be a $1 billion company.
Yeah,
they still going to make their money, and for all the money they lose and with viewership, they'll make up for it some way with something else,
sponsorship or something. And I think the NFLPA. Needs to come out and do something. I think the NFL is by far the most underpaid pro sport in America, by far. The players get jaded the most as far as contracts, because their contracts are not fully guaranteed.
Yep.
It's the most dangerous sport you can play. You know what I mean? I've been watching hockey a little bit now, too, because, you know, Golden Knights out here killing it. So I watch hockey. Hockey is very you know, violent as well. But, and, you know, very dangerous as well. But, is I think football is still a lot more dangerous than any American sport you can play. And by far, they are the least amount paid. Probably, you know, well, they get paid more than hockey players. But, you know, as far as what they make and what they bring in, you know, they don't – it's not even anywhere near what they should be getting paid.
Man.
So I'll put that on NFLPA. They need to do something about their contracts and also about this, all these rules that the NFL and the owners are bringing up. All right, y'all want to make rules? We're going to make our own rules, too. So and next time there's a CBA's up, you know, I think in a couple more years on this current CBA.
Yeah.
Or maybe like 5 more. I don't know how many years up on it. But the NFLPA needs to step up and do something, man. Do something for their players. Do something real for their players instead of just, you know, I mean, like the whole thing of CT is great. But that's after the fact that the players, that they're already dead and gone.
Yep.
You know, so this has happened already. Do something for the players that's in the league now. That's still out there playing, still out there going through these, you know, problems that they're facing right now.
It's crazy. Somebody had to die from CTE before they all decided right. To look into it. Yeah.
And like, I'll read up with CTE a little bit. You can't even diagnose it until you're dead. You can't diagnose it. So it's like, never gonna know you have it until you're dead.
And Like and like you said, I agree with the NFLPA. I don't know who's in charge of it, like who's the representation for the players in, as far as NFL, but I know in the NBA it's a current active player. I think Chris Paul is like he's not the head of it, but he's like
he's the president or something like that.
Yeah, he has an important say so in it. So and Chris Paul is currently active and whatnot. So like I said, I don't know who's in charge for the NFLPA, but they probably need to get an active player in there right now. To be the voice.
Yep, there needs to be somebody. J.J. Watt, he was saying, maybe Cam Newton, somebody who has that.
Yeah.
That stature and step up. Like, man, we got to do something for our guys, man. Like, our guys out here, they get hurt first year of the contract. You know, you might sign for $150 million or something. You might have, like, $50 million guaranteed, but you get hurt, you're gone, bro. All the rest of the money is off.
That's why these college players now be taking insurance policies out, like, because if they get hurt, yep. They get hurt in college, they got some money to fall back on.
Yep, I saw my sons, man. They playing basketball, baseball, and soccer or something. They ain't playing football, man. They want to play football. I let them, you know, test it out a little bit. Unless the rules change up and they start getting paid what they need to get paid, nah, son, we're gonna go up here and swing the baseball bat, man. Get these $200 million.
Yep. Baseball low key winning with the contracts anyway.
Well, that contracts is crazy. You gonna go stand on the field? You ain't gotta be in no ridiculous shape or nothing. You gonna stand on this field, catch this ball?
Man,
you know, hit this ball. It's hard to hit. I ain't gonna lie, baseball is hard. It's not easy at all. But hey, they get paid great.
Hey, all I know is Billy Hamilton can play outfield and be terrible at the plate. I could have made some pretty good money.
I'm a little bit. I ain't the fastest guy in the world, but I ain't the slowest either. And I can you know, jump a little bit, so I can actually play an outfield a little bit, I think.
Yeah. That's what it is. For the Malcolm Jenkins, he's supposed to be the voice of the NFLPA. TJ, shout out, appreciate that. So
yeah, appreciate that, bro.
So Malcolm Jenkins, yeah, I mean. That's a good strong representation, but I just think he still doesn't have that star factor.
Yeah, like to the average, like to the social, like just the casual NFL fan, they probably don't know who he is.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you need that name. Like, all right, oh yeah, that's, you know, I saw Brown TV, or you know that name. Oh, I heard it. Help.
Yep.
That's a football player, right? And you got no team player, just know that name or whatever, you know.
Enough on all the serious business. We know
let's get up something fun, man.
Before we continue, shout out to Cuz, man. He down on South Beach right now, chilling.
Oh, Cuz in South Beach.
He about to head to the Dominican Republic for Memorial Day.
Oh man.
Yeah, he about
Cuz living it up.
Yeah, he living it up out there. But man, let's get to these NBA playoffs, man. Eastern Conference Crazy. Finals, Western Conference Finals. Both tied at 2-2. I think we both predicted Warriors in six.
I think I was six, Warriors in six.
But
I can't remember what I said for this Cavs Boston series. I honestly can't remember.
I can't remember for it either. But I just want to get your takeaway, man. I know you're not the biggest CP3 fan, but he's definitely held his own.
Man, like I was saying last night after the game, shout out to my dog PJ. You know, our game was props. I was like, hey, man, your boy CP3 hit some big shots and big threes, and he made some good plays last night. That if he didn't make those plays, they would have won our game. So I guess I give him his props. You know, he's been playing good in this series. Steph was not playing good the first two games. He played like crap, man.
Man.
Last week, he played the game three. Came out, so he still played like crap in the first half. Second half, third quarter, he took off.
Just like last night.
Man, I don't know what it is, but
some third quarters.
About the third quarters, man. He wore it off in the third quarter.
He must came in and got some of that Mike's secret stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, he must have got some of that, or you know, kissed wifey at halftime or something. I don't know. Something got in him. He was killing him both third quarters the last two games. But last night, you know, I thought it was a well played game by both sides. I thought Steve Kerr got a little bit outcoached last night. I think he falls in love with Kevon Looney a little too much, man. Kevon Looney's, man, he be messing up.
Man.
Like, he be doing some stupid stuff. He making messing up on defensive assignments. Like, he just do no-nos. Like, man, like, you know, the ball goes out, you got to close out. He just jumps up in the air, gets pump faked out of his shoes. Like, just small stuff like that to give up bottom threes. But you can't do that to his Houston Rockets. They're going to knock that bottom three to get on ball. So, I mean, he tries to keep on Looney a little bit too much. And KD didn't play well at all last night, so I think that hurt him as well. He didn't play terrible, but he wasn't as efficient as he normally is.
Right.
Playing with the Warriors, so that definitely hurt him. James Harden, man, he like playoff James Harden last night, the one that disappeared.
Oh, man. Well, at least in the first half.
Man, that first, I think it was the first quarter. He had the open three, and he just like stared at the rim like, bro, what are you doing? Shoot the ball. I don't know what's gotten into him. I don't know if it, you know, started to realize, like, oh, crap, this is the playoffs. I'm going to disappear again or what. But the Rockets, I mean, they look good last night. Like I said, Chris Paul made some huge plays. You know, I hate Chris Paul. I don't hate him, but his game, I just can't stand his game, man. Like, he fouls way too much, cries way too much. And I think he's a low-key dirty player, so I don't like him at all. But he makes some good plays, man. Like, he can hoop. I don't know why I say he's terrible. He can hoop. But yeah, man. So I think it happened last night. I think the KD was, you know, very, I don't want to say very inefficient, but less efficient than he normally is. And the fourth quarter, Rockets just shut the Warriors down, man. The Warriors went to like ISO ball. It seems like,
and that's
they kind of gave the ball to KD and sit around and watch. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
And that's the thing. Like, all right, yesterday, like when Curry went off in the third quarter, and everybody's like, oh, it's over, like.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, at the end of the third quarter, they was only up by 10.
Right.
Like, Houston can explode at any time.
That's only like 3 3-pointers right back. Only down by one, 3 3-pointers.
Right. So, I think people, I guess they expected James Harden to freeze up because they was down 10 in a must-win situation.
Right.
But, hey, he's not there. He's not there by himself. Like I say, Chris Paul, although this is his first time in the Western Conference Finals, Chris Paul always somewhat shows up in big time moments. So
playoffs, he does elevate his game. His stats do go up in playoffs, and they always lose. His numbers do go up.
Take some of the pressure off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And how you said with Kevin Looney, I think honestly, bro, Kerr and D'Antoni cancel each other out. Looney, yeah. It was Looney for the Warriors and Gerald Green for the Rockets, bro. Gerald Green, bro.
Gerald Green was
he was about to shoot them straight out the game.
I don't know what he was on last night, man. He was on something last night. But I'm like, in Houston, he'd be balling out in Houston, though. He balled out in Houston, but.
Gerald Green was off the lane last night, man.
I don't know if I ain't noticed. I ain't really noticed. I ain't taking much off game three because it was a blowout. They lost like 40 points. So I ain't really keying on no player. But I don't know what he did game three, but last night he was doing some bull. He was doing crazy stuff.
And TJ kind of touched on this for me. Do you think, like, because honestly, besides last night, all of these, both Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals have been blowouts. You think that hurts the NBA?
I won't say it hurt because, like, with that Warriors and Rockets series, man, I think that's like the final series. That's like, that should be a finals.
Yeah,
and those are the two best teams in the league.
Yeah, this is real NBA finals as far as I'm concerned.
Right, as far as I'm concerned, it's the real finals. I don't think it's really hurting the league, because it's still like fun basketball to watch. Like, it ain't like just like, you know, that 40 point Warriors win was like not fun to watch for real. But these other games are fun to watch because especially with the Warriors Rockets, they can come back from a 20 point deficit like it ain't nothing.
Yeah,
you know, you hit like it's only 4 threes. You know, both teams can do that like it's in literally like 2 minutes, minute and a half. They can hit 4 threes like it ain't nothing. You know, and get 4 stops like it's nothing. With the Boston and Cavs series, I don't say the blowouts are hurting them really because it's LeBron. So people can watch LeBron play regardless.
Yeah.
So I won't say it's really hurting the league. I will say in the finals, the blowouts is hard to lose, especially if it's Warriors and Cavs again, it's like all blowouts. It's hard to leave. It'll hurt LeBron a little bit too.
Yeah, it's going to hurt, you've probably been seeing it too. But I've been seeing a lot of people saying like the NBA is not as fun no more, like because the Warriors basically think the Warriors going to win. I'm like,
right? Like, what are y'all talking about?
I'm like, bro, I don't know what y'all watching, but besides the, like, this is fun watching Houston and Warriors score as many points as they can. I mean, because Houston,
right.
Houston can play with them.
They can. We're watching two of the best offensive players of this generation, easily, James Harden and KD. Watching one of the best point guards in of the generation, and Chris Paul. And you watch Steph Curry, who's like one of the best players. He's gonna go down one of the best point guards ever. Like, how can you not enjoy that? You're watching some of the best shooting we've ever seen in the history of the NBA. How are you not enjoying this? Like, what do you mean? This is literally the two best offenses probably ever, as far as, like, you know, isolation player goes, threes.
Yep.
You know, good point guard. It's like two of the best offenses we ever seen in the NBA.
Facts.
And what are y'all talking about?
And this is the perfect time where I want to make what I stated, why I think LeBron should go to Houston.
Yeah, let's hear that. I want to hear this.
All right, so let's just go. Forget last night, the games before. Let's go to game three when Warriors blew him out. You know, Warriors, they go on a run every game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Houston's, you know what Houston's MO is. They want to try to stop you with a barrage of threes.
Yep. Jack them up.
This is why I think why LeBron would fit in perfectly. LeBron's not three heavy. LeBron is somebody where if Warriors go on a run like that and you just need to go get a bucket, LeBron's got somebody to get a bucket, slow him down for a minute. You can't, like, I tweeted last night when they were coming back. You couldn't tell me last night LeBron wouldn't have made a difference last night on the Rockets.
I would say he would have, but I'm gonna hear you out first before I get my 2 cents.
And that's just what I feel like Houston is missing. Like, even Chris Paul has almost resorted to shooting a lot of more threes now, and maybe that's because D'Antoni wants him to do that.
Yeah, that's their scheme.
But LeBron, you insert LeBron on Houston, LeBron's not going to be satisfied with just jacking up a lot of threes. Regardless, LeBron's going to get to the bucket and get his by any means. And I forget who you was arguing with. I seen you post where it said somehow. Basically, you said
LeBron turns everybody into spot up shooters.
Yeah,
yeah.
And basically, you made the point of saying LeBron only helps spot up shooters. And what is Houston's second string mostly?
It's all spot up shooters.
You ain't gonna tell me why you rest. Chris Paul and Harden, you can't have LeBron run out there run with Eric Gore and Gerald Green, Joe Johnson. You can't. LeBron.
That team be better than his Cavs team probably right now as far as like talent wise.
Yeah.
But I think that LeBron is, for that first unit at least, he's way too ball dominant. LeBron is not effective unless he's on the ball. That's from my. Yeah. Point of view, watching LeBron play for 15 years,
yeah,
I've never seen him be effective playing off the ball. When he tried that in Miami, he looked terrible. They lost. He looked terrible. Like he looked like a whole different player.
And I agree
with that. When he got back on the ball the next year, like, oh my God, it's the best LeBron has ever seen.
And so I agree.
I think, like, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is. He can't play off the ball. His ball skills are not good at all. He doesn't move out the ball well. He doesn't play well off. He doesn't move around screens well. He doesn't relocate well. He's just better on the ball. He's the best on the ball player in the NBA by far. Well, I won't say by far, but he's the best on ball player in the NBA. You know, behind in front of obviously him and James Harden. You know, mano-a-mano, best on ball players in the NBA as far as, you know, getting the shot they want to get, finding open teammates. You know, finding, you know, creating offense for other players. But.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, of course, I'm not gonna say, yeah, bring LeBron off the bench because he's not gonna do that. But when you, in order to fix that situation, if you don't want LeBron being as terrible, and I think LeBron was a lot younger then, and another reason I feel like Houston would be a good fit for him. LeBron's going on what, 16th year.
Yeah, bro, he's going to need somebody like, all right, bro, you got to be the man now. James Harden is the man.
Yeah, Like
James Harden does what LeBron does, but shoots threes at a way higher level, basically. Because they play the same. If you watch the Rockets half court offense and the Cavs half court offense, basically the same thing, except for the Rockets running less on ball pick and rolls for James Harden. It's more so just ISO, get by your man. Get your own shot you want to get by your man, pass it over three. LeBron is half court offense more of, all right, I'm gonna call pick and roll, drive to the lane, kick it. Basically the same thing, except for James Harden doing more dribbling and more playing, more like, you know, isolation moves more.
Yeah.
Basically the same players, just James Harden shoots three way better.
And LeBron is not going to survive another year playing the way he is this year and with the Cavs next year. He will not. I don't think he'll survive. He'll survive that.
Yeah, I mean, if LeBron is smart, and if he and he's definitely smart, and he looks at the bigger picture, which he definitely does. If you want to go down, if you want to have a chance, now in my opinion, he doesn't have a chance to do this at all. But if you want to have a chance to go down as the best player ever, you have to finish number one in scoring. You have to. So, in order to do that, you got to play longer.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you can't go, because, I mean, he probably can average another 25, 27 points next year for Cavs. Probably like 2-3 years, probably. But that's probably all he's going to have, 2-3 years left to even play if he does that. So, if he's smart, he needs to go to a team where he can, like you said, be the second fiddle to like a James Harden, so it's like a younger superstar. Where, okay, LeBron, you can have those moments where you're LeBron and still be like, all right, I'm high, give me the ball. I'm going to score 50 if I want to still. But you don't have to score 25. You can score 23 a game, y'all still win by 15 points.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to have to do. Because if he does that, goes to Houston and does that, you know, he plays another 8 years maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell me LeBron is in the league 22 years. You can't tell me he's not number one scorer. He's going to be number one scorer by far. Like, if Kobe wouldn't have got hurt in his last years, Kobe would be Kareem's scoring record by like 1,000 points easily.
Yeah.
If he didn't get hurt. Easily. So LeBron, and he takes great care of his body. If he's smart, he needs to go to a team where he is surrounded by other star to superstar level players that are younger and that are coming up and that are not high enough to where they are not going to listen to him because he's still, you know, champion of the caliber.
Right.
Like, I mean, like you said, Houston will be a great fit because James Harden hasn't won a ring yet. And LeBron has won 3 rings. And LeBron's going there, but look, bro, it's your team. You're the man. Like, right now, you're the best offensive player, you know, in the league, arguably. I think Kevin Durant's better, but arguably, you're the best offensive player in the league.
Yep.
You know, I'm just going to show you how to do this. I'm sure you got to get a ring, bro. Let me teach you how to get a ring. It's still going to be, you know, you the man. It's still going to be your team. It's still going to be, you know, do what you want to do. You know, cook them, whatever you want to call that, whatever you be doing. Do what you do. But I'm gonna show you how to win a ring, bro.
Basically, he's gonna be doing what D Wade taught him down in Miami.
Basically, yeah, but with a much younger player. Because James Harden is like prime now. You know, still prime. Still got a few years left in his prime. I don't think that'd be a good fit. You know, people were talking about Philly. I don't think Philly'd be a good fit because he still have to score like 28 points a game for him to win. If he's gonna be a serious threat, they're gonna have to score like 30 points for him to win.
And that's what TJ's brought up. He said it sounds like Philly, but I wouldn't go to Philly because we know James Harden is a killer offensively. He can shoot. We don't know if Ben Simmons is going to be able to shoot or develop a shot by next year.
Definitely going to be next year.
Yeah.
I think he'll develop a jumper, but it's not going to be anywhere near what it needs to be for him to be like for LeBron to hand the baton to him.
Right.
Now, Joel Embiid is I think he's already that guy. But as a big right now in the NBA, he ain't going to be able to do much without a good guardian team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it real. Like, you got to look at Ant Davis. He, you know, arguably the best big in the league for the last few years, and he ain't not getting much done because he has no superstar guard he's playing alongside. So, I mean, it's a guard NBA right now. It's a point guard-driven NBA.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden. Technically, he's a point guard. He has the ball most of the time. So, I mean, I don't know how it will work out, but I think it'll be I think it's probably the best decision for him to go to Houston. I was saying that last summer. I was like, I mean, you got Chris Paul. It'd be the best decision for LeBron to go to Houston. Only reason I wouldn't do it for LeBron because it's the Western Conference, and you got to get through Golden State to even get a chance to win a ring, which is going to be tough if Golden State, you know, stays intact. I think they will. and they stay healthy, it's going to be tough. But
I mean, I was thinking that anyway. But, man. I mean, but either way you look at it, you got to go through Golden State. So,
yeah. But, I mean, would you rather go through them? Well, no, I guess you're right. Cause, I mean, I don't know. It's tough, man. The West is going to be tough. It's going to always be tough in the West. It's going to be tough, man. Like, you got some young teams coming up. But, yeah, I think if Utah go out and get a killer,
right,
they're going to be tough. If LA get a killer in 3 years, we're going to be tough.
Still can't
no, but he got window.
San Antonio.
You got to see if whatever happens with Kawhi, happens with Kawhi. They're going to be tough. You know, you got to think of what OKC is going to do. I don't trust them at all. But, I mean, they made great offseason moves in the last 2 years. You got to, I don't know. You got to really think, like, so I really want to go through the rigorous Western Conference just to get a chance at a ring. And Boston, you got to think, you're saying East, though, Boston's going to be tough. Philly going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like nowhere from the high. It's going to be tough competition wherever he goes, but it's going to be a lot tougher in the West, I think.
And basically, like I said, Houston to take the workload off of him.
Yeah, that'll be the easiest thing for him to do, and the most if he wants to go down as the best player ever. Like I said, he has to win more rings first.
Yeah,
and he has to win at least one more ring, and he has to go down number one in scoring and like top three in assists. I don't know where he has in assists, but he has to go top three in assists and like top. I don't know where he has in rebounds, but he has to go top. Top, I would say top like 10 to 8 in rebounds.
Facts.
Like the only way he's going to be out MJ and even Kobe, in my eyes, if he just starts racking up like stats is just out of this world. Like oh, he's number one in this, number one in that, number three in this, number five in that. And so I still don't think he's better than MJ or Kobe. I still won't ever think that in my eyes. He's lost too many finals for me. But the majority of people will. People already think he's better than MJ, which he's not,
yeah.
And Kobe, which he's not. But if he does that, it'd be tough to argue against that. Like, I mean, I can honestly say LeBron is not – I don't think he's better than Kobe or MJ. Like, I honestly say that in his prime, I don't think Kobe or MJ is much better than LeBron either. You know what I mean? It's not like a huge difference between, like, level of talent in my eyes in all prime.
And
you know?
And honestly, the only thing that separates – Bron is he's 3 inches taller and out and weigh mm-hmm. and weighs on about 30, 40 more pounds.
Yeah, 30 to 50 pounds heavier.
If LeBron you know, if Bron was six was built like Jordan and Kobe, he would not be as dominant.
Nope, he would not.
And I'm not blaming LeBron. I mean that's his genetics.
Hey,
that's
what God-given talent.
Yeah, I'm not blaming him, but he would not be as dominant at six playing.
Yeah, I always said that too. I think Kobe is the most skilled basketball player ever.
Yep.
You know, because I think he just took Jordan's game and just perfected it. Like Jordan's game was already perfect in my eyes, but what Kobe did, he basically emulated Jordan and made it even like the moves even better, even more perfect. Like he just perfected Jordan's moves.
He perfected
to a T.
He perfected Jordan's moves. And then he took like the great players he played against and added mm-hmm. their moves to his repertoire.
Yeah, and then he, you know, it's different era, so of course it was more three shot, but he had a better jumper, overall jumper than Jordan, I would say as well.
Yeah.
But that's why I think he's the most skilled basketball player ever. And it's hard for me to be like, well, it's unfair to be like, okay, well, if you give, you know, give Kobe LeBron's body, then what do you think he would have been there? It was impossible. It's not ever going to happen. So. But I just think Kobe is the most skilled player to me, in my opinion. Now, I'm a little biased as well because I'm a huge Kobe fan, but I think he's the most skilled player ever. But stats-wise, I mean, LeBron's going to probably go down as the best statistical player ever, probably, stats-wise.
I agree with that.
It's hard to deny that. He's going to go down statistically to the best player ever, you know, which, you know, it's tough. That's hard. That's you know, that's very good, you know, for him to do that. But in my opinion, honestly, I don't think he'll be better than Kobe and Jordan, personally,
and honestly, it's gonna be up to us OGs. We getting up there in age,
to keep
reminding these youngsters like how great Kobe was, bro.
Yeah, they already forget about him. They already forget about him. And if LeBron's smart, he will go to Houston and get and like just kill every single stat that he can kill. You know, as far as like all time wise, he'll go there and just play for another 8 years and just average like 23 points a game for like 8 years straight. Mm-hmm. And he'll go down number one scoring. That's in all reality, that's what he kinda has to do to be, in my eyes, looked at as like even on the same level as Kobe and Jordan. Right now, he's not even on the same level for me. Like, as far as, like, career-wise, not even on the same level as me.
I mean, and then, you know, he said he ultimately wants to play, be the first father and son to play. He wants to play, hopefully, if his son's blessed enough to get to the NBA. He would like to play against his son.
Crazy.
Man.
That'd be crazy.
All right, so before he jumps to the draft lottery, do the Cavs get to the finals?
Right now
they're down to halftime in Boston, 52-43.
Tough, man. I think it goes seven. I think the Cavs win seven, man. I don't think Boston's gonna win in Cleveland. And I think game seven, LeBron was just like, will the Cavs to win. That's what I'm saying in my mind and my heart. I'm saying the Cavs gonna win in seven. That's what I think. What do you think?
I said Cavs in seven, but you can tell
it's tough playing Boston, man.
but you can tell with the Celtics they're missing Kyrie and Gordon, because especially on the road, like when you go on the road. You lean heavily on your superstar, the will you through the game.
Stoppers, man. You need some, like, the Cavs are running. You need somebody to get a bucket. Shut the crowd up.
Yeah.
One bucket. Shut them up.
And in game three, Cavs, they just came out hot. That building was rocking. But the other day in game four, if they had Kyrie or even Gordon Hayward, you can't tell me Boston doesn't win that game.
Yeah, I would agree with that, man. I would agree with that.
So I agree with you. I say Cavs in seven. I think at the end of the series, at game seven, you take the team with the best player, and the best player in the series is LeBron.
Yep, that's what it came down to me. I'm like, I think it'll go. Cause they're too inexperienced, and too young to win in Cleveland. But playing against LeBron, he's just too. The Q was tough to play into. But. If Boston wins this game and then wins game, would it be game six?
Yeah.
Man, LeBron's going to hear it from – I ain't going to say that because I don't really hear it. But he's going to hear it from the LeBron haters. Oh, he's going to hear it.
Man.
Oh, he is going to hear it. I probably will chime in a little bit, but
– And I, yeah, like, bro.
He going to hear it. Oh, he's going to never hear the end of that.
Like in high school, Brian Eagle Purple, I was a big-time LeBron hater.
Oh, I was number one LeBron hater in the world.
But now, man, I learned to accept. I mean, I respect him as a player. I don't got a liking, but I respect greatness.
I respect greatness. He's a great player. He's in my top five all time.
My top six.
But it's nothing he's going to do. Like, I don't care unless he wins like 10 rings. Nothing he's going to do is going to bring him higher on my list. Yeah, right now he's like number four or five on my list right now. There's nothing he's gonna do to bring him higher than that, in my opinion. Like he's already, like I say, lost too many finals. There's nothing he can do to really bring that back.
Man.
Cavs and seven, man. More Cavs and seven.
It's gonna be interesting to see how this series gonna play out. Shout out to little bro and my nephew. I know he probably in bed right now, but let's talk about this. In NBA draft. Now, we seen last week the Suns got the number one pick.
Lottery set.
And they said they are open to trading. Would you trade it?
I don't have to, like, I'm big on the NBA draft, and I love the NBA. I love like the workouts, so the combine.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of that too. Yep.
Yeah, shout out Jello Ball. I saw you working out. Homie, I see you out there, man. But yeah, I'm huge on the draft. I'm huge on the workout stuff. So I got to actually like go through. I'll be sitting on my computer for hours just watching workouts and watching players and really like doing my own like little grading of players. That's how I knew what's his name from to local for. I thought it was gonna be trash. I watch highlights. I watch his workouts. He was trash. That's how I knew. That's how I caught that one. But I like sit down and watch all the workouts. So I got to really watch and see all these guys coming out, man. Like. I have some guys that worked is real big on AN, which is you know, reasonable. He's a very, very good talent. I sit down and actually watch him and see how skilled of a player he is. I don't know if he can dribble, I don't know if he can shoot really. You know, he did a little bit in the games, but I want to see him like, you know,
he has
workout form.
He has a solid mid range.
I gotta see it, and like I gotta see it, man. I really have to see it. So I'm gonna watch some workouts, man. I mean, if I'm the Suns, I'm open to trading. They said after they said that, I saw a report saying that Cat's unhappy in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm the Suns, I'm trying to throw that number one pick to them and try to take Cat and bring the whole UK back together with D-Book and Cat.
But man,
you know, I don't know if I don't think Minnesota's interested in trading them. But hey, I would dangle it out there for sure. You know. But it ain't really much. I would trade the pick four in the NBA right now, unless you get like, you know, a young star, like a 23 and under star that you really have, like, and like a star, like I would say like a star four or five. You think it's gonna really go into like, you know, at least like a number two or three option, number one, two or three option on the team. If you don't get that, then I'm not trading it. Would you trade it?
I would trade it, but you know what? I would trade it for. I wouldn't even go after a superstar per se, because I think Devin Booker can be not a superstar, but close.
Yeah, he's gonna be. It's just right now I'm on the fence of either a really good star, like a second, third, you know, option on the championship team. Are super, so I'm kind of teetering because right now they like so garbage. It's like it's not hard to score points on garbage teams. Like you saw that with some players in the past where they just rack up points on garbage teams. It's not hard, so you know, gotta wait a little bit.
I mean, and DeAndre Ayton seems to be the consensus number one. Other than that guy from overseas, but he hasn't said
Luka Doncic, whatever his name is.
Yeah, but he
I ain't betting on him. But I gotta I gotta see him. I don't know.
I mean, outside of Ayton, Bagley. I mean, I'm just looking at a mock draft. Bagley.
Bagley. You got that kid from Michigan State. Not Bridges, the other kid.
Oh, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know why people so high on him either. I don't see it.
Michael Porter Jr.
Nah, that's intriguing to me.
I don't think he'll. I think he
don't fit in Phoenix. So,
yeah, he won't fit in Phoenix. Yeah,
but I'm intrigued by him a lot. Like we didn't see a lot of him last year because of back surgery thing. But man, 6'10", he can shoot it. He can dribble a little bit.
I mean,
I'm intrigued by him.
I mean, honestly, what you said makes sense. Cat is unhappy. Suns, you do have the number one pick. See what you can get for Cat.
Right. Bundle it up. Because Cat, I mean, it's just, Cat's, he's still on his rookie contract, so he's not getting paid a ton of money.
Yeah.
I would try to get Cat and maybe like a veteran for the pick and bundle up with something else, man. Anything with Booker's available, that's all I can say. Anything but dead.
So.
I would have got problems, man. Cat ain't happy and Wiggins ain't happy. That's a whole different story, though. But
man, I would hate to give him another draft pick, especially a high draft pick this year.
Yeah, I would hate it too. But
the way Boston is looking in Celtics, I will see how many players I can get from Boston.
Because
Boston, they got.
Boston got a pick between Tatum and Brown. I think they got to pick one of those guys because eventually it's gonna be enough room for both of them.
Right.
Rozier
stepped up and he's going to get paid somewhere.
Oh, he get paid somewhere.
Boston and also you ain't just got to trade with players. You can get future draft picks down. Look, Boston got draft picks for days, man.
For days, man. For years.
And I seen Paul Pierce on the Breakfast Club interview and basically Danny Ainge told him. He told him straight up the reason they traded for him because they want to build for the future, which was smart.
It's very smart because he got rid of Paul Pierce right in time.
Man.
I'm not a huge Paul Pierce fan at all, but hey, he was balling out when he was in Boston. So he traded him downhill.
So I mean, Boston will be a team I would consider to see what I can get, and then like you said, ultimately Minnesota.
Yeah, ain't really much else that I would really trade for real. I mean, like, you got the number one pick, so you got the chance to actually pick the player that you want.
You can
work
right
out all these guys and pick the player. Like, if you're number two pick, okay. Because, you know, if you want A and they go get him, then you stuck with somebody else that you only want for real. So, you know, number two, number three, whatever. But number one, you got a chance to pick who you really want. And I think they go with Aiden because, you know, if he went to Arizona, you know, keep him in the state. You know, he already got a little fan base there.
Familiar with the area.
He's familiar with the area. He's a big. They already got a great guard in Booker.
You can learn from a solid defensive veteran, Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, true. Yep. Or what they could do because Marvin Bagley did go to high school in Arizona, I believe. So if they sold on him, you know, they sold any other guy that's not Aiden or Donish. Those are two, you know, top guys right now that I'm hearing out. If you sold on Bagley or somebody that's a little bit like, you know, four or five, trade down.
Yeah.
You know, trade number one pick away and bundle it. You can get a four and like a, you know, a later lottery pick or something, whatever you can get for, you know. And take a guy you really sold on. That's what it is, man. Like, just because you got number one pick don't mean you have to pick number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can trade it. Just like Boston did. They had number one pick last year. You know, everybody was sold on Markelle Fultz, and they was like, nope, I was telling everybody, too. Tatum is that guy. You want to get Tatum. He's the best player in draft. Boston, Danny Ainge saw that and said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just trade my pick away, trade down, get number three, get my guy, because nobody's looking at him number one or number two.
Which,
get the guy I really want, and boom.
Which I, we,
that would turn out great.
We're going to say that for, we're going to say that, we're going to put that in the vault, because that's a topic I want to touch on probably when the season over with. We're going to do we're going to revisit the last year's draft and redraft.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that for sure, because everybody picking Donovan Mitchell number one. He ain't number one.
Nah.
That's a different story, though. That'd be real fun. We got to do that. At least, like, lotto picks.
Yeah. But for as far as Phoenix, they definitely need anybody who's not a wing. They got to get a big if they're going to keep the pick.
Yep. If you plan on keeping Booker, you got to get a big. Or who's top point guard right now? Probably Trae Young.
Trae Young.
He's a little bit too light there. But just a little bit smaller and a little bit more on the ball. But you know, like if you get like a sub point guard, like sure. It's like a solid like actual point guard. Like Lonzo worked great with this. Like it was last year, I was telling him to go ahead and try to get Lonzo. But this year it's more scoring point guards than it is of anything. So you got to get big. You already got a wing last year and Josh Jackson was not that good. I think he's terrible for real. But you picked him, so you got to rock with him. Try to develop him as like a defensive stopper. You know, maybe a D3 guy. His jumper is terrible, though. But, you know, a D3 guy, try to develop him to that.
Yep.
Get you an Aiden. I mean, personally, I want to pick Donich for that team. I saw some highs of Donich. He's solid, man. He's 6'8", but he's, like, he's not quick at all, man. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but he looks like he is slow, man. Slow, slow, slow. He can shoot it, though. He got a cannon. He can shoot it for sure.
Wrong
guy. But Phoenix ain't got they ain't got good history of picking form guys. Like they picked that one kid, what's his name? Dragon Bender. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. They got bad history, so I would not be down from them.
Yeah.
Go to the American guys.
And like you said, man, those international guys, man, like you said, you taking huge risk.
Man, the only one that turned out good in the past like 5 years is like Zinger. Shout out to poor Zinger. Hope you're having a healthy, speedy recovery. That's the only one that turned out good in the last, like, 5 years.
Facts. I remember that year Exum came out. Lakers should take Exum. I was like, no.
I was like, absolutely not. Do not jab that kid, man. Like, no. Man, he's like point guard of the future. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's fast. He can shoot. Man, that guy's terrible. Well, he ain't terrible. He's in the league still. He ain't terrible. He's an NBA point guard. But, no, he is not worthy of even a lotto pick now, man.
Man.
Man, they was on him hard, bro. I forgot all about Don Jackson. I forgot all about, bro.
Man, NBA draft coming up in June, and Boston is slowly trying to pull away from Cleveland right about now.
They are, man. They are.
Looks like we could be heading towards a Boston Warriors finals.
Yeah. Could be or could be Boston and Houston. Who knows? Going back, I mean, I think, like I was saying, talking to my homies last night, I think game five is the most fun for Houston still. Like, they have to win game five. They're not winning in Golden State anymore. You have to win game five.
They have to win, yeah.
You have to win game five. You lose game five in the series, you might as well just stay at home. I won't even fly back to the Bay. I'm staying at home.
There's a reason you fought this hard for home court.
Yeah. Bro, you have to win game five. You have to. You lose game five. This is like, it's tough. They might have three back-to-back must-win game situations.
Yeah.
But you have to win game five. Like, yeah, you had to win last game. You have to win game five. And then, you know, of course you have to win. Because you're not winning game. You're not winning game six in Golden State. You're not.
No.
Chalk it up as a loss already. If you don't win game five, it's series, though.
You heard it here first from the fly, man. Oh, yeah. And TJ, I forgot about Jokic from Denver.
Oh, yeah. He turned out good. But, I mean, he wasn't like a top pick guy. I think Jacob Bennett was like top five pick, wasn't he? Where was Jokic picked at?
Yeah, I think Jokic was like, he was a lotto. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he was top five, but what?
Yeah, I don't think he was like, you know.
Jokic wasn't even a lottery pick. He was picking the second round.
That's just like a luck of the draw type thing. You picked him, or you know, you got some good scouting inside. You picked him. Same thing with like back in the day with Manuel. Like nobody knew who's gonna be as good. You got lucky. You picked him. Good scouting squad. Same thing with Greek Freak.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? But these guys, like these like top five pick guys from overseas, and I would not touch them. Even like Porzingis, like number seven.
Yup.
Ain't top five, so I mean,
and Phil, the only one who's seen some, Nanny.
Yeah,
that's the only good thing Phil did for New York.
Only good thing he did for him, man. But yeah, if he got like a top three pick and top five pick, I would not, unless you like for sure. Like, let's Ben Simmons, the guy came over here playing.
Right,
you playing over there, and you looking all that good, bro. There's got to be a reason you're not playing in America right now. It's got to be a reason,
man.
Like, where do you hide him from, son? Where do you hide him from?
Man.
I mean, I hope the kid, the Lucas, whatever his name is, I hope he has a good career, though, but I'm not putting any money on him here in Vegas.
Not at all. Oh, speaking of putting money, bro, legalized gambling is about to be all in part
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Y'all would have a sports book out there in Ohio.
I ain't just gotta call you no more to put some money on for me,
man.
Now.
It's gonna be crazy.
I can go right down to Jack Casino, put a few dollars on.
As long as you don't put it on the Raptors, you'll be good, bro.
hey, as long as the Raptors ain't playing the Cavs, I'll be all right.
Hey, don't put it on the Raptors, you'll be straight, bro.
I'll be all
right. Be careful, man. You got some guys out here that I work with, man. They are, like, addicted to gambling. They be gambling all the time. Like, the homeboy I worked with last night put money. At halftime, he put, like, 50 to 100 bucks down on Golden State. They lost the game, man. He was sick today. He was at work sick, man.
Yeah, definitely only gamble if you got the money.
Man, I've been out here almost a year. I ain't put no bets down, no games. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not doing it. Unless Lakers get up there, we start winning, you know, I'll put money on my Lakers. But I ain't put money on these teams, man.
All right, man. Before we get on out of here, man, hey, just give the folks, man, what's the quick vibe? What's the vibe out there with the Las Vegas Knights?
Man,
reaching the Stanley Cup
right
Finals,
now,
man.
It is crazy. Like, it's really, really crazy, man. Like, the atmosphere in the city is crazy. You go out to the stores. Like, every single store here is selling Las Vegas Knights shirts. Every single store here. Like, after the last game, or no, after the day they won going to the Conference Finals, we went to Target, man. People was in there in line waiting to get shirts. It was crazy. It's crazy. The vibe is crazy out here. I'm definitely going to be down at T-Mobile Arena for all the games. I'm not going to the games. Just tickets are like $850.
Okay, now, okay. All right. I was about to say.
I won't be in the building.
I was about to say, you had to at least get it one, but for $850, hey. I understand.
Hey, man, $850 for nosebleeds. So unless I get in, like some of the dudes, the manager of my whole little office I work with, he got a plug and, you know, he got money, so if he bought a table last weekend, they had a game Friday. He bought a table. He had to put three bands down just to return the table, bro.
Oof.
Yeah. So I might slide in with him, one of these games. They go in the game one, I think. So I might try to tie in with them or whatever game we get. I don't know if it's gonna be game one or game three. Could know who we play, but I might try to tie in with them. But other than that, I'm not playing that much hockey game. Like, I like to go nights, but I'm not playing that much hockey. Basketball, yeah. Football, hey, I'll pay it. Hockey, no, I'm not paying it, man.
Yeah,
I will be down there at the other arena for the atmosphere.
Yeah, TJ, he said 850 for the nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds. I saw that radio this morning. It's probably going to go up, too. Probably going to go up. First round tickets are cheap, though. Like, it was like 150 a ticket. It ain't bad. I mean, still ain't go.
I mean, so, bro, because you know. Honestly, bro, ain't nobody expecting Knights to get this far, bro.
Nah, man, I didn't even expect it. Like, I heard we was getting a hockey town. All right, it's going to be terrible for like 10 years. It's going to be good like 10 years, you know? But, man, they came out and balled out. I was talking to like the people I work with. They from with like the managers and they from Connecticut, so they were real big on hockey. So I was talking to them about like the process. It's just different for expansion hockey teams. Like NBA, you could you can't pick like you know expansion teams. You ain't get nobody good.
Right.
But a hockey man, there's different rules where they were able to get like superstars. Like the goalie we got, like the goalie is like one of the best goalies in the league. So it was like a little loophole they found that. Hockey is crazy, man. It was some rule or something where you can't protect all your players. You can only protect, like, so many, at least positions in hockey. So, it was able to get, like, some studs. It worked out.
Man, Vegas is on the come up when it comes to sports. Y'all getting the Raiders next year.
Yeah. Shout out to the Las Vegas Aces, WNBA team out here.
Man, I forgot they just got a WNBA team, too.
Yeah, home opener is going to be Sunday. I might fly down there for the home opener. Tickets for that is super cheap. So
that girl, I think Aja Wilson.
Aja Wilson.
She cold, bro. I've been watching her at South Carolina. Man. She nice.
Yeah, she nice. And shout out to Kelsey Mitchell too. You know, she's
Indiana Fever.
Yeah, she's from the city. She dropped like 20 something last night, I think. Host too. I saw the highlights. She was killing. Shout out to Kels, man. But yeah, you know, the WNBA team out here. Hopefully, NBA next. You know, they'll be super live. I'm there every game. Season ticket holder, NBA ticket.
I mean, let's relax, man. Y'all already got the big three. Y'all already got the big three out there now, man. Wow.
Man, nah, I ain't the NBA though. I need some professional basketball out here. We need a team. Go out there and get Ball Brothers after the Lakers don't sign Jello or something like that. And Lonzo won out, we can get the Ball Brothers over here in Vegas.
I was about to say, sure, you basically in the same situation you was here. What, you got, what, 3 hours to the closest NBA team?
Yeah. Phoenix is like four. LA is like four.
Okay. So, man.
Yeah, we got a little bit of ways. But they got Summer League out here every year. So.
That's true.
Get a little NBA action.
at least for a month.
Yeah, you know. Not even a month, like a couple of weeks. But yeah, it's whatever. It's all good. Go to LA. LA is great. You know, Phoenix is fun too. So I say not bad. Not a bad scene.
Then I ain't gonna speak on the AAU tournaments y'all get. Golly,
man, we had that last summer. Zion Williamson and Mellow Balls out here. Played a little game. It was crazy. Crazy. Then also, you got Finley Prep. It's a Henderson.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like 15 minutes from Vegas. I got south of Vegas. So, you know, I didn't even know what's his name went there. Bo Bo. I looked it up. Like, he went to Finley. I went to some games. I was asleep.
Man, hey, that rivalry about to be fun next year in college hoops.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Him and Sharif.
It's going to be crazy, man. Crazy.
Can't wait for college hoops, man. But that's Down to the Wire 513, man. Make sure y'all follow us on everything. Down to the Wire 513. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Down to the Wire Cincinnati.
Know what it is.
And with that, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace out.
I hate his. I mean, he's a good player, but I hate his game, bro.
Yeah, I hate him, bro. I didn't like him in Indiana. I don't like his name. I just don't like this nigga. I just don't fuck with this nigga. Only players on Cap for Life for real is fucking ex-Lakers. Clarkson and Nance. Only one can I fuck with. And JR is my nigga. I fuck with JR. fuck the rest of these niggas, bro.
Man.
Fuck LeBron. Fuck Kevin Love. I used to fuck with him, man. He's a little tense, little bitch. LeBron's a little bitch, boy. Fuck Kevin Love. Fuck Tristan Thompson, bitch ass.
Tristan Kardashian.
Yeah, ever since he cheated on his first name, I'm like, fuck that nigga, man. It's, that first name was cold as fuck. That motherfucker was cold. Yeah, he fucking left her ass with Chloe. And he tripping.
When they sign you touch down in the city, Brody?
We're trying to come out there in August.
You said about,
come out there.
You said about August?
Yeah, that's what we're planning.
New verse, old thoughts coming in, man. It attract me like Boston again. I know better. First line, caution and pan. Erase. Damn, I lost it again. Night. Next try, we could talk about the plight. Get some advice, provide driving the price. I'm finna write, take time out in my light. New pen the grass on pen and pad, yes, lights out. This time, sip crown for a man. Two sips, three sips, him drowning again. Two tips, we act from the sound of the wind, wildin' again. Still no words that I wrote down. New beats won't change the results. Thinking about this, throw pain on the wall. Don't make a mess, success stressing me, dog. I can't escape it, that's why right now, ayy. I really need to calm it down, eh? I hear the beat, tell them vibe, and it's sliding around, trying to find my speed, yeah. So don't mind me, yeah. You know I'm just vibing now, yeah. No, don't mind me, I'm just vibing now, ay, ay. No, don't mind me, I'm just vibing now, yeah. No, don't mind me, I'm only vibing, so leave me alone one time. Y'all should visit my stats, boy. I said that, boy. Taught them all with no black, boy. Don't short notice this crash course. It's way more than you asked for. The life of the broken, devoted. On days I lose focus, it's better than your opus, bruh. Pride food till I sober up. I told them close ain't close enough. On top of minds, no time till we blowing up. Think blacks when they spoke of us. With no dentist needed, all shine for the both of us. My mind is racing nonstop, that's why right now, hey. I really need to calm it down, eh? I hear the beat, tell them vibe, and it's sliding around, trying to find my speed, yeah. So don't mind me, yeah. You know I'm just vibing now, eh? No, don't mind me, I'm just vibing now, eh, eh. No, don't mind me, I'm just vibing now, eh? No, don't mind me, I'm only vibing, so leave me alone one time. I'm vibing, ayy.